Even though we're being recorded, I'd trust Dan not to use this as the cold open.
And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Has the football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it. Touchdown. 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 Armand Binns.
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobble and caught.
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch on the ricochet Hail Mary as a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Welcome to another episode of Riverfront Radio. I know it's been a while since you've heard our voices, but we have not, in fact, been canceled yet. We just decided to take a week off last week because Dan was on vacation, and we're not whole without Dan. So,
right. Thanks, guys.
We wanted Dan to complete our whole.
yeah, we did. So, thanks for waiting for me.
I don't know how you guys are feeling right now about the Bengals season, but with a division winner or leader just being 3-2 right now, and 11 games left to play, I'd say nothing's out of the realm of possibilities for the Bengals.
I mean,
three games is pretty easy to make up, especially when you got two games against the Ravens left and two against the Browns.
11-5 is still a possibility.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think 9-7 could even get them in. So
aren't they opening up as 12-point underdogs?
Something
to the Ravens,
like
probably. Dude, the AFC North is bad.
Yeah. Yes, the winner may very well have a losing record in this division.
Then next thing you know,
Mason Rudolph, I thought died.
Yeah, that was bad. I hate the mask off look, like with the helmet still on. Like, why would they do that to him?
I just think it's funny that their medical
that's why I got knocked out.
I just think it's funny that their medical card didn't work.
Yeah.
They were
pushing it across the field.
When his legs clearly
didn't
work.
Then they said it was
protocol.
You're not supposed
guys,
to move a dude when
you guys
running
out there carrying the stretcher like up from like the old cartoons and shit. You're gonna pick him up.
Yeah, the part of my take guys had a theory that Big Ben was out there taking it on a joyride pregame, just running around and burned
wore
up
the
all
battery
the gas.
Out.
So, yeah.
So realistically, though, back to the Bengals, I'm thinking
they've lost two games since we last recorded.
Yeah, and
it's only been 1 week.
Yeah, I think two wins is their ceiling at this point.
Maybe. How many? Two. Well,
who
me
are the
and
wins
you
against?
At the beginning?
Jets and Dolphins.
Me and you, Whit, at the beginning of the season, were the most pessimistic at 5 wins.
I know, and that seems like we are way overshooting things now.
Right. Yeah, that's sad, man. That's...
Green might be back in a week.
We've already had...
for us.
Yeah. We already had two of the games that I had locked in as wins. We've already lost, so.
The Cardinals was one of them.
Yep, and I think I thought they'd beat the Bills.
I love AJ Green. And I only want the best for him, but if I'm him at this point, I am probably sitting it out for the rest of the season. There's no point in going out there and hurting yourself. I mean, I'm sure AJ or Andy would love to have him out there as just another target, because right now he's throwing to guys that weren't on any roster last year. Tyler Boyd is a great wide receiver, but the other guys he's throwing to, with John Ross hurt and AJ out, is just guys that
so many drops
don't deserve to be on a roster.
Yeah,
they had so many drops.
Willis still shows flashes, though. I mean, he's
okay,
but yeah, I mean, overall, that team is just they're a mess all over the place. Like, I don't know why. I feel like if I'm Andy, I just say I'm fucking done with this shit too, because, you know, last week wasn't as bad, but in that Steelers game, he got sacked 8 times. That's ridiculous.
And like, he got hit 12.
Yeah. The offensive line is so bad. They're going to get him killed.
Someone was saying that he might be a trade target now. I mean, at this point, if I'm the Bengals, I'm listening to offers because
if I'm the Jets, I'm entertaining it too. Cause I mean, you don't know when Darnold's going to be back. Like at least have a reliable backup.
Andy's a free agent. Andy's a free agent at the end of the year. Well, the Jets, a lot of people were saying the Bears too, Mitchell's out with a shoulder. There's a lot of teams right now that could use Andy can be good in the right system.
Yeah, you get him a good line, a good running game, decent receivers, and he can be a very productive quarterback. Now, obviously, the Bengals don't have any of those pieces, and they haven't for a while, but he's already did here when they had that, and 2015 being the perfect example. So I think if he goes somewhere else, which I think I hope he does at some point, whether it be a trade or in the offseason, I think he's got a couple productive years left in his career, and I don't want to see him wasted here. As much as I like him, he's only going to regress from a talent standpoint now. So from the Bengals perspective, I don't think it makes sense to lock him in any longer. And, like I said, I want to see him have some success, and I think he can get that somewhere, but not in Cincinnati, not in the next few years.
What's going to happen is he's going to go somewhere. Maybe Deshaun Watson gets hurt, goes to Houston. He's going to beat the Bengals in that Saturday wild card game.
he finally gets his revenge.
Yeah.
The Bengals aren't going to make a Saturday wild card game during Andy's career. He's going to be long retired before they make it back.
I mean, and they have they have at least 5 or 6 guys that are like that, like Dunlap, like Atkins. Like they should be rolling all these pieces because they're not going to be good for at least 2 or 3 seasons. Like, and it's going to take drafts and free agency to even make them competitive. Like a lights out draft and free agency to even make them competitive in the next 2 years. So,
and Mike Brown doesn't do free agency.
No.
So. They've the sad thing start is, at least offensively, pieces. I mean, if you get, so let's say they get one of the top 2 or 3 picks in the draft, which is by no means a stretch this year.
No.
Get your next franchise quarterback, whether that's Tua or, kid from Oregon or, someone else. There's a lot of
Fromm coming out.
I think so. Yeah. So there's a lot of talent there. So grab one of them. And if you can somehow either later in the draft or through free agency, just get a couple of decent offensive linemen. I mean, that offense is miles ahead of where they are now, because really, I mean, you got good young talent at running back with Mixon, you got Boyd and some of the other younger receivers that have shown some promise. Eifert's probably not going to be around too much longer, but if he stays healthy, he's probably got another couple years left. So, I mean, the offense isn't that far, but I mean, you got to, basically blow it up with Andy and probably, get rid of, like you said, get rid of Green, get what you can for him now. But, starting fresh with the new quarterback, it may take a couple years for him to get up and running, especially with, Zach Taylor trying to get his system in and get his pieces in. But it feels like they're not that far away. But, I mean, when you look at the product on the field, it seems like they're years and years away.
Yeah. And we thought that I haven't seen much from Zach Taylor that I'm, like, super impressed with either at this point. I know, in an 0-5 start, that's not going to happen for any coach. But, I mean, I haven't been impressed by anything he's done offensively or defensively.
Yeah, and until he gets his personnel in there, there's no way you're going to. Like, you're not going to see – you're not going to see his leadership for at least 2 years, which would be with any new head coach. I thought there was a lot of talent on the roster, but there's clearly not. They're linebackers.
Yeah.
My God.
Like, and we knew that going in, that they basically had nothing there.
I mean, I knew they were bad, but I didn't expect them to. Like, they're just, like, even Pratt looks, and he's not getting playing time, but, I mean, they just look awful. Like, their safeties are, like, Jesse Bates has regressed.
Yeah.
More than probably anybody on the team.
I mean, I'm not impressed by anybody in the secondary, really.
Yeah. And, I mean, to defend Jesse Bates a little bit, he's playing 3 positions at least. He's playing nickel, he's playing linebacker, and he's playing safety on every single play. So, I mean, he's responsible for a lot, but he's, I thought he would take major steps forward this year, and he hasn't. So, but they're bad. They really are. They're not good. They're not a good football team.
Nope. At this point.
And there's no hope.
Every Sunday, I just shake my head.
I mean, because you're going against a Ravens team where Lamar Jackson struggled the last couple games, but you know he's going to light the Bengals up. Like, they're just going to destroy the Bengals. Ingram's probably going to have 100 plus yards rushing.
They don't know how to play a mobile quarterback. I mean,
no.
Kyler Murray.
No.
Made the Bengals look stupid.
Yeah. Like that one touchdown where he faked the handoff and just kind of curled out. Like you could have seen that coming from a mile away, and they had nobody spying him.
And even if they did, I mean, their linebackers aren't going to be able to keep up with him.
No, exactly.
So you've got to put Dunlap on him. Then you're losing an edge contain. Like they have no options on defense.
So bad.
Like they literally can't do anything on defense. Because of how weak their linebackers are. Carl Lawson's not getting playing time because their linebackers suck. Like it's a mess. I feel good though. I feel good about it though. just kidding. It's
like I said, man, 11 games left. That's a lot of football.
I'm usually pretty optimistic. Football. I think they're going to get one, maybe two wins. Max.
Yeah, like I said, I think two is probably the ceiling at this point.
One's probably more realistic because I think Darnold comes back when they play the Jets and then they'll get smoked by him. I think the Dolphins are their only chance.
If we end up with the number one pick, do you think they go cornerback or offensive tackle?
I think they go defensive line. I think Chase Young, which I wouldn't hate.
Fucking beast, man.
But then part of me is like, God damn it, we didn't get our quarterback.
Yeah, oh no, but that would be just typical Bengals. They do something like that, and they just never address the biggest issues on the team.
Unless they plan... Go ahead, sorry.
No.
Unless they plan on being just as bad and get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I'd be okay with them not getting a quarterback next year if they've got a top two or three pick.
This is more than one, like... good quarterback coming out, you know, at least from the standpoint of right now. Like, I know it's early, but there's some quarterbacks that are doing some really good things on Saturdays right now. So there's, you know, at least three or four right now that are top quarterbacks if you ended the college season today.
Right.
Crop's definitely a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
We'll see what happens. Let's transition over to some college football. The Bearcats had a really good win on Friday night against Central Florida. They ended up coming in ranked for the first time this season at 25th. And one thing that surprised me was that they said this is the first time that the Bearcats have won against a ranked opponent in almost 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, which really surprised me.
I guess there hasn't been much opportunity, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, when you know, you'll play one, or if you're the Bearcats, you're playing one or two ranked games a year. And typically, if it's at the beginning of the season, it's the Buckeyes or someone really good that, you know, kind of scheduled UC as a, you know, a warm-up game. Or it's one of the best teams in the American that you're probably playing at their home or... you know, they're coming to your, I don't know. It just really surprised me that, and I think that makes it 2009, which was the college football, the BCS game that they played in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I mean, this definitely puts them firmly in the driver's seat as far as the AAC goes now, I would think. I don't know.
Isn't Temple really good?
I don't know. That's what I was. I don't know who else is decent.
I think Temple's was one of the teams that was ahead of them or tied with them or something like that.
They got Houston this weekend. Houston's 2-3, so yeah. they should beat that team. But the Buckeyes look good on Saturday also against Michigan State.
Yeah, after the first few weeks, I mean, the Buckeyes looked good, but I was like, you can't really tell much when you're playing teams like Miami and FIU or FAU, whichever one they played. But with what they did in Nebraska and how they played last week or this past weekend against Michigan State, which I feel like at times they really struggled with Michigan State, and they still looked fairly dominant. I'm getting more and more confident as the season goes on, which I know is going to come back and bite me in the ass. But I was cautiously optimistic at the beginning of the season. Like, they have an outside shot at maybe sneaking into the playoffs. But now, like, unless something just goes terribly wrong, like, I think that they're – I mean, I see them running the table, winning the Big Ten, and being a lock for one of the top two positions in the playoffs mm-hmm. right now. And again, you got big games against. I mean, the Michigan game is always big. You know, a couple weeks they got a Friday night game at Northwestern, which could be a good trap game. And then there's Penn State left, and Penn State's always gives them trouble. So there's plenty of room for them to screw up. But right now they just look so dominant on both sides of the ball. It's hard to see them.
This is like the third year in a row their defensive line. They just have like a nasty defensive lineman.
Their defensive line is insane.
Like, just, Chase Young is like how you would create a player on old NCAA games just to be like the biggest possible guy. He's so huge.
I know, and I never think of him as such a big guy until you see him standing next to somebody else.
Unreal.
And like, his shoulder pads are at the heads of some of the other guys out there. It's insane.
And then they'll get like he'll have like a brother that they'll get in a couple years, and he'll be dominant and just
I think he's better than either of the Bosa boys.
That's what's crazy too, like because the Bosa brothers were so good, and they're obviously dominating in the NFL too. But he's just unreal. I think probably the same like picture you were talking about him standing next to some of the guys on the team, and I was just like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine having to block that guy every play? Ugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, but at least, like I said, from both teams, UC and Ohio State, it's a lot more of a positive picture than the Bengals right now. So at least we've got some college football to hang on to for now.
Basketball will be starting up soon enough, too.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that. Baseball playoffs are going on right now, but to be honest, I have not paid one bit of attention to any baseball playoffs.
No. I probably won't.
I'm just rooting against the Cardinals, pretty much.
Yeah,
I
watched them come back today, which sucked.
Oh, so I wanted to tell you guys this because it made me angry. I downloaded MLB The Show 19 over the weekend. And because it's free right now, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, go download it. It's free. But I started my Road to the Show guy yesterday, and you know, it kind of lets you pick like, hey, do you want to start? Is there a particular team that you'd like to be drafted by? So of course, I picked the Reds because I wanted to start off. You know, I wanted to play for the Reds and the Reds organization. And I was playing for the Chattanooga Lookouts today. And right before I came up to record, they traded me to the motherfucking Cubs.
I'm also playing for the Lookouts, and I'm going to be very pissed if the same thing happens to me.
I mean, I'm batting like 400 in single A, whatever Chattanooga is, double A. But yeah, I'm killing it right now. And then they go and trade me to the Cubs minor league team. Sorry. Was not happy. Pissed me right off.
You can always take the hometown sweetheart deal.
Yeah. You know,
when your next contract comes up.
That's true. In 6 years. It's a lot of simulating I'll have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just play it out. Let us know what happens in 6 years.
Every time I do one of those Road to the Show guys, I don't think I ever make it past like the first or second season before I give up and start moving on. Or it used to be it would just run into the next year's game and I would start playing that. And that was before they had the, you know, you could carry it over into the next year.
Yeah. They had like the download your player from the cloud. And I was like, I don't even, can they take my MLB 09 guy? Because he was awesome.
Sick.
Yeah. He's just been cryogenically frozen.
Every time I play the Road to the
like
Show,
Ted Williams' head.
Every time I play the Road to the Show, it makes me miss the old like campus mode for NCAA.
No, I mean, now they're going to start playing players out in California. Maybe they'll bring back NCAA football.
That was like the greatest thing ever.
Hopefully they can find a way.
Or the rivalry modes on the NCAA game.
I feel like, not to just ignore your comment completely, Jeff, but I feel like that whole paying players out in California is going to turn into an absolute shit show in the next few years, depending on how the NCAA decides to respond to it.
When USC comes out and says we already were.
Yeah.
At this point, they just have to roll with it, because there's been a lot of other states that have said that they're looking into it too. Like, I think Ohio is one of them, because you're not going to be able to keep, the universities aren't going to be able to keep up with the states that can do it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a huge recruiting edge. And then I guess the only recourse that the NCAA has, which I think they've threatened to do, is to bar these schools from postseason play. And if they do that, then, you know, it'll be interesting to see, but it's going to tear apart the whole, it's going to tear apart the entire NCAA basically if they go that route. So it's kind of forcing their hand.
Fuck that organization.
Yeah.
I hate the NCAA.
The Extreme College Athletic Association.
The XCAA.
XCAA.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
That starts up 2020.
Does it?
Yeah, their draft is
February. Like I think it starts up right around Super Bowl.
They're doing like a 71-round draft or something crazy like that.
God.
It's something ridiculous.
Did you put your name in, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, I would die. I got winded walking up to the counter at Firehouse Subs the other day.
Good blocks left in you.
71 rounds.
I went to homecoming. I went to homecoming at my college on Saturday. And I had decided I had one pass set left in me. We were talking to our coach, and he was asking us, "You guys think you still got a series in you?" I was like, "I think I have one pass set in me, and that's it. And I think I would probably get hurt or roll my ankle or hurt my shoulder." So,
or just get absolutely blown up by someone.
Or just get blown up by a 20-year-old.
22-year-old.
I'd be like, "You son of a bitch." I'd probably get called for holding is probably what would really happen, because I'd probably just grab the dude around the waist, which is more than Andre does on Sundays. I was going to say,
you wouldn't look worse than Andre Smith.
I should probably try out. You're probably right. God, he's such a piece of shit. I'm sorry, but he's just such a piece of shit.
Dude.
It's his third time with the team.
Can you believe how much money Bobby Hart is making to
Bobby
suck
Hart,
that much dick?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he got that money.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe that's how he...
Hey, man, if Mike Brown can still get it up at 80, good for him.
I want to hope that they fix stuff in the draft, but then I know that Bobby Hart's ass is still going to be starting at right tackle, and it makes me want to cry. Because that's their right tackle. That's who they think their right tackle is. And every time Zach Taylor says, "I believe in the guys that we have out there," I just want to punch him, and I feel bad because he's new.
But that's the right answer. You can't say these guys are trash.
Right.
I know that, but in my mind I'm like, just say they suck. He'd be my hero if he did it. If he was just like, "These guys fucking suck." I don't know what Marvin was thinking. You'd be like, "Oh my God, he's the greatest coach ever." He could not win a game in Cincinnati, and he'd be the greatest coach ever.
I think we got to blame Duke Tobin a little more than Marvin at this point.
It's true. Cedric Oblehi somewhere, though.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
I don't know.
Well, that was a depressing podcast.
Well, I don't think they're any much better for anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, everything considered.
Maybe UC basketball will have a really good offense. That's something we haven't seen in 30 years at UC.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's right. He's more of the offensive guy, isn't he?
Yep. Brandon. Likes to play up-tempo.
Brandon will suck.
He's coaching Shaq's kid.
He just is big? How big is he?
He's not 7'1", and
aren't,
I mean,
all of his kids huge.
They're, yeah, I think he's like 6'10", but he's more of a slender, like, athletic frame.
Yeah,
than Shaq was.
Not as beefy.
And he also had heart surgery last year, but he's his freshman year he was medically redshirted because of it. He had to have, I don't know what kind of heart surgery he had, but he's supposed to play this year, so I hope he does good and Mick Kernan does bad. No, I'm just kidding. I hope Mick does.
Yeah,
does
I don't really.
Yeah, I like Mick.
I don't have any. The UCLA job opens up. You got to take it.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Well,
thanks for listening.
Go Bengals.
Ooh, day.
See ya.
See you next week.